West Georgia's first news on this Monday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. A reward is now being offered in the murder of a Carroll County couple. It's been 5 days since 41-year-old Kristen and 45-year-old James Brock were found dead in their bedroom. And Kristen's father is reportedly now offering a $5,000 reward for any information leading to an arrest and conviction in the case. The Carroll County Sheriff's Office on Friday announced that deputies were investigating the deaths as a double homicide. The victims were located deceased by apparent gunshot wounds in the morning hours of February 20th inside their home at 1531 Carrollton Tyus Road. Anyone who may have witnessed anything suspicious or have any information related to these homicides should contact investigator T.J. Repetto at 770-830-5916. The 17-year-old Mount Zion High School student accused of threatening the life of another high school student and plotting his death with at least two juveniles earlier this month has been assigned a bond hearing set for March 25th in front of Judge Dustin Hightower. Dylan Lee Gable is charged with two counts of conspiracy to commit a crime and one count of terroristic threats. He spent the last 17 days in the Carroll County Jail. Bond has been denied in Carroll County for a resident of Honduras charged with arson for his alleged role in a fire back in August of 2024 that caused in excess of $5,000 damage to the home of an acquaintance on Robert Hendricks Drive in Carrollton. 31-year-old Jose Adrian Mejia has been charged with arson in the first degree. According to the warrant, Mejia did knowingly by use of fire endanger human lives and did damage to the property without the owner's consent. Mejia was staying in a bedroom in the home when he is alleged to have set a bag of clothes on fire. The fire spread to the bed. Mejia then escaped the scene through a window. A female and two young children were in the home at the time of the fire. They escaped serious physical injury. The City of Temple on Friday determining to remain opted in to House Bill 581, the Homestead Exemption Bill, leaving the City of Carrollton as the only government in Carroll County to opt out of the program. Both the Carroll County School System and Carrollton City Schools District voted to opt out of the program as well. However, there may still be a chance for those bodies that voted to opt out to change their minds. The decision to stay opted in or to opt out was initially a one-time decision, but state legislators are now considering a bill that would change the exemption to exist for three-year periods at a time so that governments and districts may get a better idea of how it would affect their finances and how it would assist homeowners on their taxes before committing long-term. If every government in Carroll County would choose to stay opted in to the program, the county would then have the option to request from voters approval for another 1 cent special purpose local option sales tax to cover any revenues that a government claims is affected by the homestead exemption. School system participation, though, is not mandatory for what the state is calling a FLOST. Carroll County Fire Rescue continues to investigate the cause of a Sunday afternoon fire that destroys a home in Villa Rica and displaces a family. Units arrived at 740 Moss Ferry Road around 1:15 Sunday, where they found smoke and flames. Despite attacking the fire, investigators estimate the home is 70 to 80% damaged. Fortunately, all occupants are safe and accounted for. Crews are working on salvage and overhaul. The Red Cross has been asked to assist the family with immediate needs. Georgia senators voting 33-21 on Friday to support Governor Brian Kemp's top priority legislation to limit lawsuits. Kemp's bill sets stricter standards for when owners are accountable for injuries on their property and stops attorneys from recovering fees twice for the same case. It allows separate trials for assigning responsibility and determining damages and tries to make sure defendants can get a baseless case dismissed before engaging in expensive pretrial preparation.
That's correct. Senate Bill 68 went through the Senate on Friday. We did get one Democrat vote to go along with us on that bill. That bill is now moving over to the House of Representatives.
District 30 State Senator Tim Bearden of Carrollton confirming the passage for us on Friday. It has been in the works for about 3 years, but the Carrollton City Fire Department is receiving four new pumper fire trucks to replace aging ones currently in service. City Council had previously approved the purchase and would use proceeds from existing special purpose local option sales tax. Fire Chief Alan English says two of the new machines were put into service on Friday, and as far as the time it took to get them to Carrollton, English said that's just how long it takes to make them. American Anesthesiology of Georgia, with offices in Noonan, has announced permanent layoffs of 224 employees, including full and part-time positions. The company is permanently ceasing services at seven Metro Atlanta locations beginning on May 1st of 2025. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the NewsTalk1330.com website, and the NewsTalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the NewsTalk1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.